this morning.
Eli.
Well, it's nice of you to show up.
You know.
We're back from recess. Mark, as we're going through each budget, and we're going to talk with each elected official and department head to let them know that if, in fact, we're going to talk specific personnel, we've been advised that in which case we should consider going into executive session. So if you have something personal to say about an employee regarding employment, et cetera, acknowledge that to us before we go into that conversation, in which case we can go into exec.
Okay.
Let's begin.
All right.
My first question was to Mark, did he bring to us a 5% reduction or a 10% reduction from?
Well, I'm waiting for the answer. I was glad to hear the question.
Let's begin.
Okay. Let's see here. I would say that we have a difference of, it was what, at least $100,000 over of the 2011 budget, just because of a handful of things that were requested.
Okay. There's one in GIS professional services.
Yep,
that we saw that one.
That one. I did. Let's see here. There's the Wi-Fi system. I've actually kind of found a way around that one now.
Where is that?
Where is that hidden?
That should be. Let me pull that spreadsheet up.
Because what I'm seeing, just looking at your actual expenditures.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Ron.
Well, I just wanted to make a comment. We have a handful of departments within the county that are departments that serve all the other departments.
Right.
And or elected officials, department heads, et cetera. And we need to bear that in mind as we look at those individual budgets.
Right.
Wi-Fi, you were going to say, was where?
I'm trying to find that for you.
Was it equipment purchases?
It would be in equipment purchases, yeah.
How much? Can you break down your equipment purchases? You would request, we budgeted 20,000. We're jumping all over here. Let's start at the top if we can, guys. Let's just start at the top. Salary-wise, we left the salaries the same. With the exception of, at this point, how we're going to finish 2011 is how we're going to budget for 2012.
Right.
Which should be $314,176.
Right.
That's the number I show that we should be at.
I do. Okay, so when we submitted this budget, I did actually get our salaries to the number of what it was last year.
Okay.
But I am actually an employee short with Tim gone. Okay. So, yes, I did keep that salary number the same, but at the same time we were...
You had calculated some other items in there.
Yes, and after the meeting earlier today, I'm not quite sure that was probably the best route to go. But at the time when...
this is what we asked for. It was a request from the different departments,
okay.
So there's
okay.
no problem with...
All right.
So I see, but if it was... I mean, I see a few people's names that I could set back to the 2011 actuals. Is that mm-hmm. true?
Right. Yes. You could.
This person here.
And what you're stating is as a starting point.
Right. We're going to indicate. I see the raises in that, and here.
Mm-hmm.
That.
I'm pretty sure we almost went across the board.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought we backed all those out, but I'm seeing we didn't. Okay, I'm going to have to pull up the payroll tab here. Payroll tab.
There. Let's see how I organize my thoughts here. The higher paid employees within my department, we did not stretch that extra payroll across them just due to where they were as far as the percentile within our group. But we did spread that one across the lower paid employees within the group.
Okay, I show the salary should be at $286,850. That's not right either.
2011 was 314,863.
One moment, please.
What do you mean?
I'm going to pull up something else here.
What? Well, if you look at 10, it gives you a pretty good idea, and then the two largest are right there.
Right, but I have another one that's actual here. Okay.
These are actual. Okay. Not being paid.
I don't know. It shows up in the. Okay.
In defense, we're required to extend them for a period of up to 3 years. That's why they're still in his report.
In the payroll tab.
Shouldn't be there.
It won't be there. Shouldn't
right.
be there. Accurate.
You're right.
And it's there.
I meant here.
Right. All right. I am. I'm looking at existing employees to make sure. Am I missing anybody here? He's there. That's not with the increase. That's what
no,
he's paying
there's
now.
There's no increase for that one.
Okay. That one.
No.
Nothing new increase there. He's gone.
Slight there.
Is that what you request or that's existing?
That's what we request.
Okay, no, don't worry about requesting. Okay. What's existing?
It's just.
If we're going to talk personnel, let's.
Well, let me just get there. If I can get to a level playing field, then we can go through everything else and come back.
That's the only one that's changed.
And that's what his new number, though, is it not?
That is the new number, yeah.
And that's his new rate.
That is, yeah, really close to his new rate.
And that's you. The only person we don't have is the mailroom clerk.
Yeah, right. But he's not here.
But it's going to be a position, though. Mail clerk.
To be determined.
Well, we got to know if we're going to budget it or not, though.
But would it go under my budget?
I don't think it goes under his budget.
So take it out.
I think so.
That's fine.
But it has to be in somebody's budget.
We were talking about HR at one time. I know. You know, just for simplicity's sake, can we not just leave it in this budget just for our discussions and then we can have that decision
yes.
where
right.
it goes
good idea.
After this?
And then the other thing, we've just given maybe restructuring the workload of that position, I think we can cut the time down on that. So at the least, I think you could forecast that number being half out of my budget if you were to leave it that way. And then if we were going to share them with another department to do other things, you might be able to split that up across two departments.
Now, what I'm showing, let me make sure I understand here. I am adding, how many employees do you have total? And count yourself.
Okay.
Eight.
Yeah, eight.
And that includes the vacant position that we have right now.
No. Nine, if you include that.
Okay, I'm missing somebody off this report then. That's what I was concerned with.
Maybe I'm not.
That's what I counted.
I've got little dots by them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Who's 9? If you count,
okay.
Mail clerk.
Okay. I know what we did wrong. Excuse me, I know what I did wrong. All right, let me add one more in here. All All right. I show with all those things we talked about just now, the salary line item would be $286,850 with no increases except for based off of what we've got.
If that's the case, you must have subtracted out the one that you have.
I can't put that because that was 2011 approved.
I understand, but I'm talking about actual headcount right now.
I'm with you.
Actual headcount, what they're making per hour,
right,
is that number. That's everyone's salary right here, Mark, if you can see it here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so that's where we're at.
Yes, actual headcount with what they're making here.
So we need to put this. What I'm trying to do is put the salary number correct in his starting point for 2012.
All right, so you got 286 what?
286,850. Make it back over there. Your department 135 is 135.
Yeah.
Okay. So my number is 286,850. Is that what I said?
286,850.
Okay. Okay. So we all are a good starting point with the salaries. So let's go on to the next, if we can, office expenses. What do you show Ron as a requested amount for him? Total?
For the office expense?
Uh-huh.
$81,590.
I have $96,660. Danny, what do you got for his requested? I show $11,760 for 11.
That's,
and I show $96,660 for the 2012 request.
No, I've got... Well, it doesn't even have it. My, this doesn't even have it on there.
I'm showing $11,760. For 2012.
Yeah, that's the last number that I've got on.
Well,
on total other expense? You show them
total office.
Total office.
Oh, office. I'm sorry. $11,760.
Okay. Well, can we shave anywhere in there?
That one I'm pretty sure we're...
I mean, supplies and freight, you're only at $1,300.
This is where we're at or how we got to there.
Supplies and freight. Supplies and freight, you're at $2,550 for the year right now. I mean, that's as of right now.
Right. So,
I mean, you could probably.
That's how we got here.
But that's a different line item, is it not?
I want to tell her.
4916.
Yeah.
What's this number here?
This is today?
The total. Yeah,
2950.
I thought we told her we were only doing.
Here, guys, that's. It's going to be less than. Hold on, let me just use your number there.
Okay.
What he is saying is. Postage is 100, okay? And what we're saying is supplies and freight is going to be $2,950, well, not $4,200. That's what he's suggesting. Telephone's going to be $4,960, which is what we've got.
But we're looking at 5,000 actuals in 09, 4,710. So you're saying $2,950.
That's what he's saying. He has actuals. That's where it's going to hit.
And supplies and freight alone is
$2,950.
Gotcha.
And
telephone?
Telephone is at $4,960. That's a hard number there. Central mail room.
$250.
$250 for that. Not $2,000. Okay. And that new total comes up to $8,260 is this new subtotal of total office supplies. Total office expense.
Is what now?
$8,260. Okay. Ryan, you good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next one is the bigger chunk, and that's probably where we need to have some discussion.
Yep. Okay. So we're on equipment?
Equipment.
We might as well start now. Are we going to pull equipment from all budgets and put it in a single line under other expense? We're just starting the process.
I think we should pull all equipment, technical equipment purchases, and put it into his budget.
From everyone else's.
Right. Or we have an equipment line on 114. We could also just put all equipment into 114, and we have control of the 114. And that way we can dictate basically making sure everyone who submitted a purchase request, they don't go over the request, that we can checks and balances added. But that's what I would suggest, is at the very end, we agree on the equipment, and then when we're summarizing at the very, very end, we just move all those equipment into 114. Okay?
Do we have control of all the equipment purchases?
Yeah, if it goes into 114, we would. That's our department, and then that way we can just...
Outside the tech funds.
I mean, all the equipment. Well,
the only problem is we're not accurately depicting from which department...
No, we'll just leave it. We'll just manage it. That's all we have to do. We'll just have to manage it in the iniquity.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Okay. You have requested 29... I show 29,700 in equipment purchases. That's a $9,000 increase. Talk to me about that. Yeah, let's cancel that one. You can go upstairs and do that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not ready for that one.
Okay, $8,000 of that
is
the controller-based Wi-Fi system.
Okay.
That one I think we can cross off because I did find a way to get that taken care of out of this year's budget.
So we could do away with $8,000 of the request.
Yep.
So we're looking at 21.7?
21.7 is what he's talking right now. Okay. Equipment repairs the same. Looks like you're on track for that. All right. Looks like you got a lot of GIS. Talk to us about GIS. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, let me pull up. I have a whole other note written up on that.
Because you got equipment, you've got...
The new CAMA system is actually costing our department a little bit extra that I think may have been overlooked when that...
What is that? CAMA?
That's the villages or...
The village GIS?
Yes.
Okay. So this is an expense that we...
Are taking on.
That we took on. Is it a one-time hit?
It's software.
I thought that we were picking that up over here.
At the fund?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the big piece of it you have, but what kind of fell down on the GIS department downstairs, they have to update their software to be compatible with the new software.
I think we need to have that conversation.
There was a 56...
with her regarding that.
Maybe we should go... So if I'm seeing this right, then what we're saying is $1,800, $5,000, mm-hmm. $3,000...
Well, now we're definitely got different figures going.
These are, and then 70,000 are all mm-hmm. due to the village GIS.
I'm not sure if the 70,000 that's for the aerial photography.
So that's the flyover.
That's the flyover, and I'm pretty sure.
Tell me about your figures.
Okay, well,
because I've got 1,800, 11,000, 910, and 5,950.
What do you have, Mark?
I've got GIS equipment, GIS expenses, and GIS training.
I have 1,800, 5,000, 3,000, 71,000.
Hold on 1 second. I'm trying to zoom in on what you guys are.
Equipment expense.
Is this for GIS equipment?
GIS equipment.
I have 1,600 for just printer head and cleaner two sets.
That's GIS equipment.
Mm-hmm. Which...
That's a decrease of 11. So $1,600. I'll take that number. That's to our advantage.
Yeah, $1,600. Yeah.
You have it. It's right there. Oh, you don't have it. Okay. What's the next one?
These are the ones that I've got the $1,600 above.
That's not the right. That's a different line.
Different line. Okay.
Okay. So. The 5,000, which I show in your GIS expenses, what is that number?
It's just for ink.
Okay, so that leave it at 5,000.
Yep.
Okay, that's a reduction over last year budget. Okay, next.
Are we going to go down the whole GIS expenses?
The training, it's less. Some okay, Jim, this is the flyover.
Call the numbers out for me so that I can identify line what you're talking about.
Okay, so equipment purchases. I'll start at the very top of that subsection.
Right.
21.7.
And I've got that for 30001.
Yes.
What about 30002?
1600.
Got that.
005 is 1600.
Okay, I've got 1800.
Okay, you go to 16.
I will.
The 2009 is 5,000.
And my question is, the request here that's made by Mark is 11,910.
I see 11,910.
11,910.
For GIS expenses?
Yeah,
11,910?
Yes.
Okay, which is a little more than 2011. Could we not? I'm sure that's justified, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then GIS training, I have 3,000. What do you have?
I have 5,950.
That's what I've got.
I have 3,000. 5,950. Okay. And then the 70,000 is the flyover.
Yes.
Is that our share of it or the entire flyover?
I think that's just our share.
Really?
I didn't know we were budgeting
flyover. I would confirm that, but talking to Patsy, I'm pretty sure that's our share.
We have...
The assessor will have it. That's 355, is that right, Ron?
We also have flyover under professional services in 114-50-041.
We do?
Yes. That's part of professional services.
Right.
That and engineering services, et cetera.
I'm looking over. I don't see, I mean, normally in the flyover, I thought the assessor and the road and bridge all paid part of it. I don't see the expense and the assessor part of it. We'll have to ask him.
What number am I looking at to grab that? I got it. Okay.
355. And I know we didn't budget in 245, 250 combined, Ron, and they can pick up half it because we use that, Road and Bridge uses that mapping flyover quite extensively. Can you do research on this? Tell me what the total cost is of this flyover.
I saw it. It's $70,000.
So you picked up the whole cost. Well, I thought you said it was picked up by the department.
I thought you said that was your share.
I thought that was. I wasn't. As far as I know, the $70,000 covers our share of Taney County, but the flyover data that like Branson has paid for, they've already had their own flyover done there, over their part of the region. So that's what I was getting at.
County cost is $71,000. That's what it says here.
That's the way I know.
Well, I'm with you. A portion of that could go to R&B.
Well, then I would say let's cut that in half and put 35,000. So we'll take that line from 71,000 to 36,000. Because the other half will come into Road and Bridge.
35,500. 35,500 is half.
Well, plus the 1,000 they had in there. So you want to leave the 1,000 or just go 35,500?
That's half of the 71,000, which is what was budgeted here.
I was just going off the, he had 1,000
before. 36 is 5.
36,000.
Okay.
36,000 makes it easier, round numbers for me. 800 and 1,800, is that what you have in the next two lines? Subtotal for that is 81,360.
Yeah, 800 and 1,800, yeah.
Okay.
81,360?
Yes, sir.
Got it.
The next subtotal I have is 81,75. I have mileage at 175, training at 8,000, training computer zero, total is 81,75. Is that what you've got, Mark?
Which account you on?
Training and mileage.
40-01.
Hold on, I'm on a different one. Okay, training.
What do you got for training?
7,750 total.
7,750, we'll take that number. That's a little less.
Well,
from 8,000 to go to 7,750. Does that include mileage and training and all that?
It doesn't include mileage. This is all web-based training.
Okay, so 7,750. So, Ron, changing the training dollar figure from 8,000 to 7,750.
Then there's going to be a different total.
Yes, it will.
7,750.
For the training.
Got it.
And the new total is 7,925.
Got it.
Okay. All right. We go down to the next section. What do you have for dues and conferences, Mark? The 50-031.
I don't show...
I show $100. What do you show, Ron?
I was going to say that.
Okay. Internet connections.
Well, let's go back to that because...
They don't
I mean, is that right? So $680
They've spent $15 this year.
Yeah, it's been nothing.
They don't go to do. They don't go to conferences.
Internet connections.
$12,000 Slowly going up. Is that the right number?
Yeah.
Is there a way to renegotiate
covering,
that?
It's possible. I'm not sure what our contract... Actually, our underground charges for our data center that we run at the underground, I doubt we're going to get any cheaper than what we have.
Right.
I definitely think that the it's the Schneider Beacon web stuff that we have going on that's the big expense of that.
Okay.
Next line is the website.
$5,000
That was to outsource total redesign of the county website to an outside provider to have that redone, just because in-house attempts weren't kind
of... They weren't successful.
I don't know if they're successful, but... They weren't as attractive as what we were looking for, I think.
Okay.
But that one, I don't know. I'll leave that one up to you guys' discretion.
Move to the software, Jim.
23,305 is what I show. Is that right, Mark?
23,255 is what I have total.
What is that? Is that for us saying leave it?
Well, he's talking 55.
Oh, no, I'm just talking about it's an increase over 11. What are we, what's included in there? Is it licensing? Is it?
I'm looking at it over here real quick.
I'm showing 2010 actuals, 23,886. The year before was 28,414.
It may be the DocuWare expenses, the recorder's office, as we are kind of taking over the annual renewals for support and software licenses on DocuWare. I know that that's a... That's happening.
Well,
so,
why?
Well, the recorder's office has shifted from using DocuWare for housing its, you know, its documents, and they've moved all into their Fiddler system, or iDoc. So now that the rest of the county has started using DocuWare for housing its normal internal documents, he's already footed the bill to actually get the startup costs of DocuWare up and running, but since the county itself is actually using DocuWare more than the recorder's office, he's just said that it was on us to basically pay the annual renewals for the licensing on it. So he kind of paid.
When did that start? This year or last year?
Yeah, he's just finishing up his migration of everything into his Fiddler iDoc application. So yeah, that's kind of all going on.
They've only spent $10,000 year to date in that line item in software. So what's the increase going to be then? Is it going to be 13 more thousand? Is DocuWare?
I have 2011. It was only 20,295. So
but I show your actual expenditures this year for only $10,032.
Oh, okay. And that may be just license renewals that we haven't paid off yet.
So I guess my question is, do we need $23,000 or does $10,000 do it?
Yeah, well, I do know we have virtualization software that we have to...
Buy?
Yeah, well, we've been bringing on new servers and stuff, so it's just not really buying anything until we're really ready to spend it has been my approach on it. So those renewals, they've changed up their licensing on that. That's gotten a little bit different. So... I don't know. We're pretty much stuck at that $23,000 right now, unless you want me to take a closer look at this.
Well, my running total is that this is a 4% increase, and we're trying to get a 5% decrease.
What have we got on the ArcView software?
Actually, the ArcView software actually did go up
to $13,785.
That was one of the expenses that I have a difference here of $5,690. ArcView I wrote down as a mandatory update. Due to the assessor program.
So what's that line item cost?
It's down for $13,785.
Is that what you need?
Okay, where are we moving down here?
No, same line. ArcView software.
Drive below software.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see. Yeah, it's the ESRI. Yeah, we need that right now. Let's see. Yeah, that explains the $5,000 difference.
Professional services underneath this 25, so that's jumped.
25 or 2,000?
25,000.
There was a...
Yeah, hold on. Professional services is what?
25,000.
I have 2,000 in my number.
Okay.
Right.
You need to change that.
Do we?
Yeah, you could change it back to that. That's fine.
To 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to decrease that by 23,000. Over on the left, I had written in when this first came up that that was for pictometry.
Pictometry is the flyover.
That's not right, then.
Right.
So leave it at 2,000. Put it at 2,000.
I'm not curious. I'm a little curious where we came up with where the program development for $10,000 is. But I'd leave it at 2,000. You'll be fine.
Professional services is 2,000.
Yes.
I have MS upgrades at 2,400. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, we've been...
Here's a challenge. We, no fault of anyone's, but it's just, we're all getting different numbers.
Right.
And that's why we're going through, and I'm not questioning each number. No, I'm just making sure we have a starting point, because...
Everybody's on the same number.
Right, because...
We have three...
Different numbers.
Wow. Okay. How does that happen?
So... So is MF upgrades start with 2,400?
Yes, that covers just other.
Yeah, miscellaneous other is zero.
Right.
Okay. All right, so if I do all
the new subtotal?
Subtotal is 58,590. Now, the big question I had for you real fast here is, what do you have for software run on yours? 23,305?
Yeah.
Right there on 50-039.
Yes. Have
to, okay. Yes, that new subtotal is 58,590 and a total departmental expense of 442,985. That is a 4.37% increase over last year.
442,985. If we remove that one salary that doesn't belong in his department anyway, then we'll get close to the balance of this particular budget.
I know what you're saying. Let me look at something real fast here. One second here. We really need to be hitting close to 393,000. Gets us a 7% cut. I mean, our target number is between 5% and 10%. If we're holding that, so at 7% is a total of 393, which is about 50. That's 58. I'm not going to do math in my head anymore. 49,985 is what we've got to come up with if we want to try to get to that number.
The 7?
7%. Now, we could do what you suggested.
Well, I mean, I just think that's...
That's half of it. I guess it's halfway there.
Dishwasher and the laundry. I mean, that's...
What's your thoughts on this?
How the only thing is some of the, the flyover expense, is that included?
Yes. Half flyover here, half goes to Road and Bridge.
How do I?
You don't worry about it.
I don't need to worry about that?
You would still proceed, but when it's time to pay for it,
right,
we would pay out of two departments.
Okay. What about, like right here on the mandatory software on the ArcView of 5690 that we're footing the bill for, too, for this?
We could talk to
I think that we need to talk to the officer that has those funds and requested, and that would make the difference. Mm. No, it wouldn't. But it would certainly help. It's 11, 12,
I'm not sure. Did
18,
you guys leave the website on there?
Yes.
19, did you strike that?
20. What I've left in there, Mark, just so you know, under office total, I mean, other expenses. We left your $100 for dues and conferences, your $12,000 for internet connections, your $5,000 for the website, $23,305 for your software, $13,785 for your ArcView, $2,000 for upgrades, I mean, for professional services, $2,400 for MS Office.
Okay.
I left those in there.
Mark, is any of that mine?
Mm-mm.
If we moved the GIS, the professional services, to 114.
Which is where we budgeted.
We're talking, discussing documents.
Which is where I was. Then that brings him down to 406.
Okay. You want to take, we can put the flyover over there.
Let's put it over there.
Well, so move the flyover to 114.
They brought it up with just how the expense.
35,000, I'm going to move over to
36.
36,000 to 114 flyover.
Yes.
And take that out. I'm going to take his. I'm going to take his 36,000 to zero then.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Danny, that's up on the 30.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. That gets him to 4%. A 4% cut so far without touching the person. Because the flyover is once, what, every 4 years?
Okay. Here's the way that he said, and it's going to be another department anyway. Take half of the person. And that'll get you your 2044. Did you want to get you your 39?
Well, 49? I guess the overall question is, I'd like to look somewhere else besides that labor line. That needs to be changed for housekeeping, but not really from a budget perspective. You're at 4.5% cut so far. We took the flyover, we budgeted in a different department anyway, and so we're just going to take it out of your department and put it in the where we actually already had allocated it.
Okay.
If we can chat with the collector to talk about the dollars that she chatted about regarding this collector assessment,
right,
programming, et cetera, to pick up these expenses that
then we're fine.
That fell here, then we're in great shape.
Can you get us a total of what that is, that the additional expenses that we needed to buy that we didn't know about it for the Village GIS?
Okay.
I mean, I don't see a lot, but it looks like $10,000 or so.
Yeah.
And that really gets you, I can just tell you $13,000 gets you, is it what we're trying to hit?
Right.
Is it $13,000 cut?
Okay. Well, right here it says GIS expenses, $1,600 GIS, I mean, not equipment, expenses, $11,910. So we're looking at $12,000,
$13,000. Those are normal, though. I was looking at them.
They are?
Well, here's my... Yeah, we spent $7,400 this year so far on GIS equipment. No, GIS expenses, sorry. Are you sure we're not over-budgeting the GIS... I mean, where... The ArcView software, is that not because of the Villa GIS?
No. Well...
What lines are affected by Village GIS?
That ESRI,
which is?
It's 5,000. That's the ArcView software.
So,
and it is actually, you know, that's $5,000 more.
Okay, it's 5,000 of the 8,000 we budgeted.
Yes, $5,000 more than it's $5,000 more than the 8,000 we budgeted previously.
Okay, hold on.
Because I'm coming up with
the
total. Yeah, because I don't have 041. That in here.
Where?
041.
I show a total request.
I've got 13,785.
Me too.
Okay, I do. Okay, I'm sorry.
And last year it was 8,000. So the difference is
so
that
right
software.
On what, yeah.
The difference is related to the Village GIS upgrade.
So that's 5,000. Okay. That we're going to go ask. Okay, well, here's the other question I've got for you. You requested under software, not ArcView software, but software.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? That's an increase. We have software,
right.
ArcView software, and MS Office upgrades.
I don't have the list of what our software request was for last year. All I have is the numbers of what we requested for this year.
Okay.
So I don't have the detail for last year to see what the difference was.
Okay. It's a $3,000 increase this year over last year, and this is the deal. You only spent $10,000 of the requests.
Right. And I'll have to figure out why that is.
The two prior years, however, they spent $23,000 and $28,000.
Okay.
Everything that's listed in my list here looks
looks
right and accurate. It's just I'm not sure which ones we've paid this year or not.
Okay.
One of the things that might actually have made it less this year is due to the recorder's office's server upgrades that he brought on. He actually bought some of these, like that virtualization VMware expense. We actually got the recorder's office to pay that out of his tech fund this year. But he won't be renewing that next year, so it'll be back on us to renew it for him. For the whole, because we're using that whole server platform for the whole county.
Okay, what I would like to do is take the mailroom clerk out of his department and go ahead and put it in HR, because that's where HR is going to be managing, because they're closer to the physical location versus an isolated individual. Is that acceptable?
Sure.
That's what I want to do.
And that's what you want to do, so.
Well, then it would also, you would take out the central mailroom expense of $250.
Right. Let me get, HR is what department? 129? Yes, 129. Okay. Okay. And then we go back over to 135 and take his central mailroom expense in. Let me get back to his 135 here. With those removed, he is at a 5.5% cut before you go get that $5,000 from the Villa GIS. If you can get that, then we're there. I'm getting tons of emails. I don't know what's going on. So.
That's scheduling.
I know.
Fellas, if you need me to pick up some of the DocuWare expense, I'm just ready to use your DocuWare. I purchased the DocuWare system. I don't mind spending a little more on that. And that's a legitimate expense for me. This tech, because I deal a lot of I've got 600 people on DocuWare. So what it was when I gave DocuWare to the county is our main system. When I purchased it several years ago, it was like $13,000. They needed a system, so we turned that over to the county. That's the main system for the county. And all these expenses you see today are what I call residual expenses. They're every year for maintenance and all that kind of stuff. So I've, through the years, kind of passed them, and I dumped them on Mark and Gary. Because I figured this is the county system, the county should be maintaining some of that expense.
And we put it back in there, Bob. I mean, what you've done, you've always been more than helpful to the county. And it's something we just need to.
Yeah.
And we're using it. It's an application. I mean, we just need to absorb it. I mean, Mark's pretty close now with what we're talking about.
With the $5,000.
With the mailroom clerk?
With the $5,000 that he's going to get from?
If he gets the $5,000, it helps even more. It gets us closer. It'll get us a lower 6% cut. He's over the 5% threshold. So the new number I have for a total, guys, is 406,735. Now he's still going to, we're still going to figure out this $5,000 for Villa GIS stuff.
406,735.
Yes, sir.
What number am I looking for?
135.
And the percentage on that, Jim, was
5.5%.
Melissa's coming up too. She might have, I don't know if she had. She sounds like she might have some. But I think we're.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
You said 406 what?
406,735.
Load this up for tomorrow.
Anything with this sound?
How many counts are mine?
I was thinking if you were listening, if there was something that...
I think we got through.
The like that 8,500 on DocuWare, that was from us kind of taking over for the recorder's office, right?
That's most of the maintenance.
And then...
We have some software that...
We have them.
That mailing stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
We have our software budget.
Don't worry about that. That one's good.
Okay. Are we done then?
Yeah, can we... Can we stand in recess until 1:30?
Yep.
Well, 1:30? Hold on.
We're off.
We're not scheduled until 1:45.
1:30?
We're scheduled 1:30 with the recorder.
1:30 recorder.
Excuse me.
Well, I don't want to recess yet. We've got this question about benefits. We have to go into executive to talk about. I wouldn't mind recess until 1, but then we need to start at 1 o'clock upstairs in executive, or down here in executive, to talk about the contract negotiations. If that's all right, because I know Linda and Nikki need to know, give some direction to our new health care provider. So recess at 1 o'clock would be, gives us 30 minutes to discuss it.
Yeah.
Is that all right with you?
Are you saying to recess until 1 o'clock?
Yes.
I'm going to lunch.
Okay.
That's going to take me at least 10 minutes to eat.
Is it a 45-minute drive?
Oh.
What time do you want to recess till?
Well, I think we need to go into executive session right now and clear up what's needed and take care of it and then go into lunch.
Okay, so we'll...
Is that all right?
That's great. We'll just do executive now and then recess till when. Okay. Thank you, Mark.
All right.
See ya.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mark.
Motion to go into executive pursuant 610.21.1, 2, 3, and 12.
Second.
Motion has been made. Second to move into executive session per the pertinent statutes. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.